This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A mudslide has closed a famed mountain pass that connects Telluride and Ouray. CPR's Dina Sieg says there's no estimate for when the rugged dirt road will reopen.
The San Miguel County Sheriff's Office says both sides of Imogene Pass are closed to all traffic. The rough 17-mile route climbs above 13,000 feet and is popular with four-wheelers, hikers, and mountain bikers. It's unclear whether the slide will affect the 51st annual Imogene Pass race, beloved by trail runners. It's scheduled for September 7th. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Grand Junction now has a framework to build interim housing. City leaders there voted Wednesday to allow the installation of prefabricated shelters for people experiencing homelessness. City Councilmember Scott Bielfuss said the change showed progress in helping unhoused residents.
There are many, many, many people that we can help right now, and I think this is one small step.
The modified rules do not make it legal for people to sleep in tents or in their cars within the city. The owner of Eldora Mountain Resort in Boulder County plans to sell it. Powder Corporation says it will also sell resorts in Oregon, Vermont, and Canada. The company has no plans to sell Copper Mountain, also in Colorado. There's no buyer yet identified for Eldora. Scattered showers and storms are possible across much of the state this afternoon, with a 30-40% chance in Denver, Colorado Springs, and Salida. In Grand Junction and Glenwood Springs, expect a 60% chance for storms with showers possible overnight. This is CPR News in KRCC.